The 9th of February 2026. Update on improvements to assessment, allocation and flexible funding. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Disability Support Services on the left and the Ministry of Social Development coat of arms on the right. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 8th of February 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. End of producer's note. The 9th of February 2026. Update on improvements to assessment, allocation and flexible funding. This update is about delivering the first stage of improvements to the way Disability Support Services (DSS) funds support for disabled people, families, whānau and carers. In September 2025, the government announced improvements to Disability Support Services. The changes are informed by what the disability community told us. These changes are about making the system fairer and more consistent, giving disabled people more choice and control over their flexible funding. The first of these improvements begin from mid-February. What is happening in February? The February changes are about improving the way disabled people's needs are assessed and funding is allocated for supports. From mid-February, all NASCs, Needs Assessment Service Coordination Organizations, and Enabling Good Lives sites will begin to assess people's needs and allocate funding in the same way. This will make things fairer and more consistent across the country, no matter where you live. Who the February changes affect? You will experience these changes if you are applying for the first time or when you have a reassessment in the future. What will be different? Before the assessment, you will receive clear information on what to expect. Families and carers' needs may also be part of the assessment if their support is important to the disabled person's needs and well-being. After your assessment, you will have a clear plan focused on your needs and the purpose of your funding. These changes respond to feedback from the disability community that the process has been confusing and inconsistent. What is happening in April? You will get more choice and control over how you use your flexible funding on supports for your disability needs. The purchasing rules will be removed. If you get flexible funding, you will be given a budget so you know how much you can spend. You are expected to stay within your budget. There will be support if you need it to help manage your budget. How will budgets be set? Your budget will be based on what you were spending between June 2023 and June 2025. If your assessed needs and funding have changed recently, that will be taken into account too. No one will get less than what they have previously spent. When will disabled people hear more about their budgets? We will let people know about their budgets for flexible funding ahead of the April changes. You don't need to do anything now. Your NASC, Enabling Good Lives site or hosts will continue to support you to navigate the system. Remember, the purchasing rules still apply until April. This is the case even if you have just had an assessment. Thank you to the disability community for your feedback and patience as we begin to deliver these improvements. More information. There is more information about the changes on the Disability Support Services website at www.disabilitysupport.government.nz/these changes. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 8th of February 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.